How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
Welcome back to Oblong Ball Foot Show, Week 13 Preview. You can follow us at Chairshot NFL. You can follow me at PC Tunney. You can follow Andrew Belaz at IWC Warchief. You can follow Ray Cash at It's Ray Cash, R-E-Y's Mysterio, C-A-S-H, as in Dallas.
Don't follow me. Don't do it.
The gang's all here, man.
Hi.
Andrew?
What's up?
Hi. I'm efforting an extra 15 minutes from the executive producer of the DWI podcast show right now. So we'll see. We'll see what we can do here.
Okay. Okay. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. Maybe I'll piss them off so much so that we can go as long as we want. We'll see. And maybe AJ just jumps onto this show. Who knows what's going to happen? It is a civil war kind of weekend, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway.
Hashtag Tony was right.
Who was right?
Tony.
Who's Tony?
Stark, fool, Civil War.
Oh, I see. My mind is totally on. My mind's totally on WWE.
Tony Cutlets,
right,
baby.
Yeah,
Tony Cutlets. Tony Khan. Maybe he thought you said Tunnies, so then he's
Khan.
Like, oh, no. So like you, so many things were swirling in that brain. I saw.
Listen, I am in the middle show of recording three podcasts in a row today, so like my brain's all over the place. By the time I get to DWI, though, that's just like the bike I've ridden my entire life. I'll be really, really drunk, but we're good. It was great to see Dave Wirtz. It's great to see Ray and Andrew. Okay, real quick, because we don't know how much time we have, but we have enough time to have a lot of fun today. You're at Thanksgiving dinner. It doesn't matter where or with who. It matters you, and you're at the line to grab your plate, right? And you grab the plate, and it's just buffet style, kind of like everything's put out. You can reach everything. You're running two sides. What makes up your perfect plate, Ray?
I'm gonna have some turkey because you kind of have to, but I'm more of a honey baked ham person myself.
100.
So that'll be my base. I'm a mac and cheese dude, of course.
Amen.
I love me some stuffing. I have, over the past years, I have just fallen in love with stuffing as I've gotten older. That's pretty much most of it. And give me a good biscuit or a roll or cornbread or something. That's it, man. I don't really need much. I'm not much with the other stuff. Like, give me my course and we in that thing. Mashed potatoes.
What's your
you got
pie
it.
Of choice then?
I'm not a pie person. I'm more of a cake person.
Okay.
I will, if I have to eat pie, keep it simple. Give me some apple. Maybe a little pumpkin pie. Maybe. But yeah, I'm not a
With a
big
little
popper. I think I'm
dollop
a
of
cake
whipped
guy.
cream, or nah,
Ready?
you don't do
Ready?
that.
I've
Ready?
never tried the dollop of whipped
Oh,
cream. I
really?
need to try it.
Gotta try the
Yeah, never really.
Cool Whip, not the whipped cream, the Cool Whip.
Whip.
Yeah, what?
Cool
Whip.
Whip?
Whip.
Whip?
Stop it.
Why are you pronouncing the H?
Stop it.
You're eating hair.
What's your perfect plate, Andrew?
I guess I'm a much bigger fan of turkey than both of you. I'm a big fan of poultry in general. Chicken and turkey are kind of like my tops when it's not deli meat and when it's like legitimate, like turkey and chicken. Big fan of cranberry sauce. Give me some nice mashed potatoes, maybe some sweet potatoes too. That's not always there. And yams don't always do the trick, but like sweet potatoes are nice. Not a big fan of stuffing personally. Like I grew up with a Polish influence, so we always had kielbasa. So if we can get a nice kielbasa, like as a side, that's good too. So I agree with the cornbread croissant roll, like dinner roll, whatever. So some kind of bread to sop up all the gravy that you get on the mashed potatoes and the turkey. That's good stuff. Mac and cheese is good, but mac and cheese is also iffy depending on where I'm going and who makes it. Like,
It's not a Thanksgiving dish. We just put it on there. It
oh, I'm
is.
just
It's, I think it's
depending on
become a
where I'm
common
going and who
Thanksgiving
decides
dish.
to bring the mac and cheese. Sometimes they do like a
Good point.
baked ziti type thing, and I'm like, you're getting
Fair
too
enough.
fancy with that shit. Like, just give me normal mac and cheese, and that's good. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of basic with what I like too. And then when it comes to pie, I'm more of a coconut custard.
Oh, wow, you're fancy.
I know. Weird like that.
I will tell you, dessert wise, a nice pecan pie with some whipped cream, and a dollop of ice cream, vanilla style as well. The Dillinator
Oh, you go a la mode. Look at you.
DP's girl, the Dillinator, makes a hell of a chocolate pecan pie. My God. And if you want to hear the rest of my plate for Thanksgiving, you can go back and listen to Sunday's Chair Shot Radio Network show. The 5x5 returned. Patrick and I did a 5x5 on our best and worst Thanksgiving foods. And the 5x5 is also back in another iteration for all you nerds. Tuesday, this past Tuesday, DJ jumped on with Patrick to give their favorite and least favorite Lord of the Rings characters. So check that out. 5x5 special, couple of holiday episodes there for you. But
I got one in the chamber with them coming soon too.
there we go. Watch out for Ray Cash on the 5x5 with Patrick O'Dowd. For now, we're going to take a commercial break, but don't forget about prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Check it out. Makes a great gift. Doesn't have to be a t-shirt. Can be a tank top, a long sleeve, or a hoodie. Makes a great gift during this gift giving season. That's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Choose your weapon.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere.
So I intentionally texted out my weapon and dumbass of the week earlier than any other week of the season when I thought of it at that time, and I was like, I'll take Saquon. I'll take Saquon. I'll take Saquon. In fact, as you're listening, you already know the title of this episode is Saquon's Sensational Sunday. And that was sensational. You cannot argue that whatsoever. 270-yard touchdown runs. I'm a fucking dumbass, sincerely, my fantasy football team, because I traded him and basically traded him for Kyren Williams.
Why'd you? Oh.
That was, but that wasn't a bad idea at the time because
And an
Kyren was
extra
scoring
keeper.
touchdowns every week.
It was to keep an extra guy too, to be honest with you, because I ended up with an extra pick. So, yeah. It backfired. I should have traded McCaffrey.
Should have, but you know, the Niners are your girlfriend or your mistress or whatever you want to call it. So
fucking hate it, don't I? I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Ray, thanks for giving Double J some love.
Yeah, man. He 3 touchdowns. He's been low key the third best back all year. Like, he's been fantastic.
No one was happy.
All the credit in the world.
No one was happy around here when they didn't re-sign Aaron Jones or keep Aaron Jones. But nobody was disappointed when we got Josh Jacobs, and he's done nothing but deliver on and off the field. In the locker room, like, he's a great dude, and the comments that he gives with the media up there are like, hey, he's such a fucking team guy. I'm so happy they got him.
We use the word underrated way too often when it comes to athletes, but truly, like, this dude went to Vegas to die. was out there, like, leading the league in rushing yards. Like, he was a beast. Give him all his credit in the world.
And he's got some character, too, because it's funny, as much as, he was in Vegas, he still loved being a Raider, so much so that Kansas City offered him more money. And he's like, I'm not going to play with you. Andrew, can you tell me how to spell Myles Garrett?
Well, it's not like the money in the miles. Maybe Captain Lou gave you some bad tips. That's kind of what it is. Or maybe you listen to click this too much.
So hoping to possibly, in the slightest chance, get some attention from Myles Garrett on that apology post by the.
Why do you think I playfully threw you under the bus too? Because I knew what you were doing.
Well, I mean,
Myles Garrett was in his own little war, and I appreciated that. Like, the whole defensive god against TJ Watt in that game, and Garrett had 3 sacks. You know, he's, I think, got 10 on the season. Watt's only got, like, 7.5, and Garrett's a big reason why the Browns pulled out the upset and started the big upset week last week. So I think we can all kind of agree Saquon's probably going to win this by a landslide, because those are crazy numbers, but Miles can't be ignored. Like, he did some good work. He kept the team in there and sacked Russ when it mattered. And, you know, Jameis got it done, sadly, even though he's the corniest motherfucker to breathe. But, like, he got it done.
Oh, what a beautiful day.
You've been working on your Jameis? like, the over-enunciation? You want to talk about, we got some horses. Yeah, you don't become a Brown player.
We're going to get some wins this today.
I don't know if I should tell you guys this or not, but we got as much time as we need today. DP is actually hosting Thanksgiving tomorrow and didn't even realize that it was already close to what time it was, and said he doesn't think he's going to make it. And I said, don't worry, that's fine, because my good buddy Ray is coming on anyway. So all I got to do is text your brother Andrew and tell him he's got to wait a couple more extra minutes, but he won't mind because he's always rushing when he gets home from work. So, not that the people needed to know that, but is there anything you'd like to add?
Mean, should I stay on then too, just to fuck with him?
Would you like to come on your first ever episode of DWI? It would warm the cockles of my heart.
Fuck, that's right. DWI is the only one that I haven't. What about the subcockles though? Are we going for the Dennis Leary here?
Whatever cockles you would or would not like them to touch in order for you to come on the show, yes, I would appreciate it very much.
Fine,
so
I'll stick around.
What I'm going to do is...
Shout out to Andrew's cockles.
We're going to... We'll still try and keep this, relatively normal episode, like, within the hour-ish, and then we'll take 10 minutes.
2.5 hours long,
so yes. I'll let AJ know if you guys would like to...
Talk
a little
bit
more.
I'm
not going to tell him you're on. I'm not going to tell him you're going to be on. Yeah, you're going to be surprised, but I'm going to tell him it's going to be closer to 7. So any last words you guys would like to say extra that maybe you reserved because we were trying to tighten up here on your weapons of the week?
Miles has a Y in it like Rhino did, sometimes. So that's just, it's good to know. I guess you're not a fan of Miles Teller, the actor, either. So, like, just throwing things out there. I thought you even mentioned Whiplash a couple weeks ago, but apparently you don't spell. So, fucking A. But it's Saquon's week. Like, I can't even really argue with it. I had to give a defensive player some flowers because I'm the only one on this show that does.
Well, I want to thank Miles Garrett for doing the Lord's work. Thank you so much.
You're thanking a Browns player?
for killing the Steelers season? Yes, 1,000%.
So this is really the my enemy's enemy is my friend situation, isn't it?
Look, we know how it is in the AFC North. Many times we've had to pull for the Bengals or the Browns against
like
that
money talks, motherfucker.
Pirate. Yes. The one thing I did want to say about Josh real fast, it's not much, so much about Josh, but it's how many weeks does Josh have to save Jordan Love from himself? Jordan Love's fantastic, listen, but he likes a little too many interceptions.
You mean Jordan Favre?
Listen, here's the thing. It's funny, and I heard this on a local sports talk show, I believe, and it was like, you know, Aaron sat behind Brett and watched Brett throw so many careless interceptions, right? And he said, I'm not going to do that, right? And then Jordan sat behind Aaron and went, will this motherfucker throw the goddamn ball? I'm not going to hold on to that ball, right? But, you know, you bring that up, and you know what's crazy, you guys, is Dave Wirtz, who's Aesop Mitchell, his brother Tommy, they were doing Down the Wire. Tommy is on local WSSP 105.7, the Fan here in Milwaukee, sports talk radio. That you guys seen, he threw that number in the thread. So we got to bug him when they're talking NFL one of these weekends and give him some call-ins. So that's pretty cool.
Shout out to Tommy.
But it's funny, you know. But I said, if the Packers don't turn the football over, they're no problem beating anybody. You know, I know that there was a depleted Niners team, but if you look at the games where they win the turnover battle, like, they obviously win, but if they don't turn the ball over, teams aren't scoring on this defense. If you look at the stats of the points allowed off of turnovers as opposed to points allowed, it's pretty darn ridiculous.
I mean, true, but the Niners were starting, like, the cashier from the
Whole Foods. I know, so, and they went in and didn't turn the ball over and won by 4 touchdowns. They did exactly what they were supposed to do, though, right?
Against the cashier, yes.
No. I'm not saying it was this impressive performance. I'm just saying.
Okay. No, I agree with you, though.
No, the part that is good is they didn't win by a field goal, right? They won by 4 touchdowns.
And you mentioned, Andrew, we don't talk football enough. In the short list of defensive player of the year, Xavier McKinney got to be in that conversation.
Got 7 interceptions now.
He would be. I agree with that. I'm not arguing that one.
Yeah, the Pack defense is playing well. You're right, Tony. Give him credit.
And no one would have knew when they picked Halfley to be their defensive coordinator coming out of being a losing record-wise coach at Boston College.
I think Tunney and I were on Bland last year, too, when he had all those, like, pick six records. He had, like, what, 5 pick six or something like that for the Cowboys?
Yeah, but I don't look.
It's impressive anyway, though.
No. I always give credit to the stat, 1,000%. But just like we've talked about how Trayvon Diggs is, he's Antonio Cromartie. He can't cover for shit, but he can catch. He can get a lot of picks, right?
That's a fantastic fucking analogy.
They're the same guy. Yeah, the same guy. Like, Deron Bland.
How many picks as he has kids? That's how that one works. So.
Well, he did get a lot of picks. So that's fair, because he got a lot of kids.
You started counting in your head. You're just
really did.
Yeah.
I don't have enough fingers to count. That's how many he has. But no, yeah, I'm not going to shit on Deron Bland, but I just think that's a little overrated of a stat. Just a little bit.
Let's talk about some dumbasses, shall we? Let me introduce it to you guys this way. Commanders, Texans, and Bears. Oh my.
Oh my.
Commanders.
Dumbass.
Texans.
Dumbass.
And Bears.
Dumbass.
Oh my.
Dumbass.
Oh my. I
like how you just put the entire teams down there because all three of them were just fucking stupid this week.
Yeah, and we don't even, like, yes. It was going to be like more of a special teams thing with me and the Bears because they've had kicks blocked 2 weeks in a row, and the week before the first time it happened, the opposite special teams coach said, I knew we were going to do this because I saw things on film, and then you didn't correct the things that caused it to happen, and he predicted it, and it happens again. It's like, holy shit, but the Bears is total. They just need to get rid of everybody in the front office, the head coaching staff, everything, and bring in a head coach that knows how to progress a quarterback. It doesn't need to be someone that is the best winning track record ever. It's someone that is successful at elevating young quarterbacks, because this is their only hope, is make sure that Caleb Williams ends up being good and a general manager that gets them an offensive line.
They ruined a fantastic Caleb Williams game, for the record. He played amazing Sunday.
Oh,
he played fantastic.
You know what's the best part about picking like five good, really cool, good receivers in your fantasy football team, Ray? You don't know which one to ever fucking play.
Oh, trust me. That's why I low-key hated the Deontay Johnson trade. Like, I'm happy we got him, but I did not want him because I know what that's going to mean for the squad. Too many people to throw it to. So I understand.
What you going to do? Like, they're all stupid. Commanders, also, what the fuck was that? What, interception, pop-up, fumble, give it back, bullshit, then making a... Turpin looked like Deshaun Jackson 2.0, which he gets to muff the kickoff.
He was supposed to go down, wasn't he?
But he pulled the Deshaun Jackson. He got to muff it, stop, stare, and then bolt. What the fuck?
He shouldn't have scored the touchdown, though, right?
No, of course not, but he did.
Right.
He didn't need to, yeah, but he did. It's more impressive that he did.
Okay, so of all three of the teams, who had the worst loss? Because I picked the Texans for that very reason. You cannot... let the Titans and Will Levis beat you on top of it. By the way, it was in Houston. I was at work driving past the traffic of the people depressed. On top of that,
you know what's funny?
You can smell the depression.
You know what's funny?
Oh, yeah.
You know what's funny is you used to be able to, before it was Miller Park / now it's AmFam Field, right? And it's a that park, that literal figurative stadium there is maybe 6 blocks or less west of where County Stadium was. But where County Stadium was, when you drove past on the major freeway that drove past County Stadium, for a good stretch, the way it was set up, you could see into the field as you drove past during the game. So you could, if something happened, you could see the crowd going nuts when you're driving. I think that's kind of cool. I think that's really cool.
That's cool. I feel like that when I pass Alamo Dome, because it's right off the freeway. Even though it's closed, it's still kind of cool to see, ooh, what is going on in there. But yeah, no, dog. Like, when C.J. Stroud's looking like Dan Orlovsky, we have problems.
Washington.
Wait, did he run out the back of the end zone? Did I miss something?
Yes, he sure did.
But it wasn't as egregious.
Really
it wasn't as egregious.
The game. He's got a safety.
Figuratively or literally? Because I didn't watch
literally.
That game.
Literally.
Well, he,
literally.
Was getting, wow. He didn't have much. Okay. It wasn't. You got to watch it. It's not anywhere nearly as egregious as Orlovsky.
Oh, no,
I still like the comparison.
CJ Stroud's was basically like, oh shit, there's that guy. Oh shit, I'm out of the end zone. Oh shit, I got tackled anyway. Like, he just basically
Dan
didn't
just
see
the
guy.
Standard bootleg.
Dan just ran 5 yards behind the fucking end zone and kept going for 10 miles. Like, Dan ran right out the stadium before he even threw the ball.
And
it was
he's
hilarious.
He's got the balls to talk about quarterbacks now. Like, he's some kind of expert. Like,
he's good,
he's like, it's a 5 foot drop,
good.
Right? Or 5 yard drop.
He is good.
Oh shit.
He is good at what he does.
The best quarterback experts are the guys that's watched him their whole life.
Well, yeah, there's the whole if you can't do, you teach type situation. Yeah, but he can't even teach that well. He's far too on the analytics side of things. And analytics don't really account for momentum and the eye test.
But
he's got bad takes. He's almost Mel Kiper level of meme.
But at one point he was one of the 30 almost. Best. At one point in time,
he's
Andrew,
not as old as Mel Kiper, but, you know, he's getting there quick.
Andrew, at the same time, at one point in time, he was one of the 30 best quarterbacks in the world.
That's sad, isn't it?
I mean, look,
no,
get it?
Not really.
We weren't always quarterback rich like we are now.
Peyton Manning, who the fuck was the... Oh, God, I'm blanking on the backup.
No, that's at one point,
no,
not in history.
Harrington was Lions.
Point.
But what about
the Lion?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. But that was a couple years ago. I was saying Peyton Manning. Who was the backup that was terrible after Manning got hurt and they went like 2-14?
Painter.
Okay. I thought his last name started with an S. Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
Jim Sorgi.
He had a couple of them.
Jim Sorgi.
There we go.
Yeah,
yes.
He was a Wisconsin quarterback.
Oh, that's why you know.
We were all surprised he was in the NFL, my friend. Let me tell you. He wasn't even one of the good Wisconsin quarterbacks. Not that there are many.
You want to know what no player is going to be good or bad in the league? See what their team thinks of them getting drafted. Of their like college team. They'll tell you.
True story.
He made it. He was drafted.
Him? That guy? Okay.
All right. Yeah. Shall we explore the power rankings, gentlemen, and get a little excited? Can I tell you a story about me doing my power rankings?
I thought you were going to say about a man named Brady. And it's like, we know that one. He got 7 rings.
I got the 13.
He's a goat.
I started at the top and I got to 13 and I went, these other 19 teams aren't going to win the Super Bowl.
You got further than I did. I
tell you a secret? Can I tell you a secret? I left my girlfriend at home.
Oh.
San Francisco's not on that list.
You know what's funny to me? Is that I'd never do the fucking power rankings until like the top 10 until the show.
And now you do
and
it all.
I did and all we, fucking 32 everything. And you did none.
So no, that's no, thank no. You. We both, Andrew has 1 through 32, I bet.
Oh, I do. It's just, I got to like 11 and 12 and then I'm like, the rest is
So let's do this then. Let's do this. Let's let Ray give us the power rankings from 32 through 14.
Ooh.
Oh, snap. The state.
So you did the homework. You get the reward. You get the next two and a half minutes to run down why you think 32 through 14 and wider there. It's the floor is all yours, Raymond Cashington's the first.
Thank you. Thank you, young Tunisia.
I'm the oldest guy here.
So
that's why
you're
bandwagon
in Tunisia though. That's why, a country.
That's why Bandwagon Nerds is my favorite podcast to do. This old fucker's all over the place, that motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly, right? It makes you feel real young, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. I think 32 is clear. The worst team is, by the way, shout out to Rex and Ryan for their new name, the Little Giants. Love it. We'll be called nothing else from now on after this point. Little Giants number 32. Completely unnecessary to have to explain. Shout out to Tommy. Who is hurt? Tommy Cummings ain't even going to play. That's how they're so bad that they said Drew Lock. Drew Lock would even start this week.
No, no, that's not true either. They're so bad that even though Tommy Cutlets doesn't have full throwing strength in his arm, they're going to start him anyway.
They're still going to start him over Drew Lock? That's garbage.
Chad Pennington was a starting quarterback in New York for like a decade, and he didn't have throwing strength in his arm.
He didn't, but he had heart and he had accuracy.
Oh, isn't that cute? How many rings did he win?
I'm not saying it was good. I'm just saying I'll take him 15 times over what they got. Speaking of who I take Chad Pennington over right now, 31, the Las Vegas Primetime. You know I called him that, right?
Yes, that's a good one.
We know what's happening in April. We know what's going down. Shout out to Shedeur Sanders, the number one pick of the draft. Number 30, I have the Jags. And look, I understand, I give credit. Trevor Lawrence, not so much healthy, didn't play this week, whatever. But they're just, I don't see any, all the receivers were trashed this year, and they were all hurt. Evan Engram, who had a great year last year, hasn't had a good one this year. The defense has had good moments, but they can't score 20 points. And this, you got number one picks all over your squad. Let's work on this. I don't see any upside for them in the next 2-3 years. Dougie P needs to maybe start looking at vacation homes. 29, even though they got to win this week, I got the Titans. I don't think they have any talent. I'm sorry. I don't. Except for the fact that teams can't figure out that Nick Westbrook-Ikhine can run a nice post. Can you figure that out, NFL? Doesn't matter. Number 28 is the Jets suck, suck, suck. And that's self-explanatory. The fact that they have the most expensive receiver and quarterback room and can't score, again, 20 points, blows my mind. Devontae, how's that trade treating you now, big dog? Number 20.
The Raiders, according to his interview with Kay Adams.
I mean, he ain't wrong. I'd rather stay in Vegas than I would in East Rutherford.
Yeah, he should, you know where,
said it, right there.
You know where he should have just stayed.
Oh, we all know. Look, Hindsight is 2020, my boy. And that's without glasses. I have the Pats at 27 over the Jets, even though the Jets technically have a better record, because Drake May has shown that he might be something in a few years. You get a little more talent there. I really like Gerard Mayo as a coach. Ramondre Stevenson continues to do things nobody talks about, but makes winning plays. I think they have some momentum there for the future going forward. They just suck right now. I have the Saints at 26 and the Panthers at 25. The Saints should be 8-8, and they're trash. The Panthers should be 0-12, and they won three games. Give Chuba Hubbard all the credit, and Bryce Young for, I don't know if he,
who?
Chuba, Chubba?
Who?
Chuba Hubbard?
You're right.
China Hubbard?
Not China Hubbard.
China
not
Hubbard.
China Hubbard.
No, not China Hubbard? Yeah.
Oh, not okay. China, no.
Chubacabra right. Hubbard. Chubacabra is his full name.
Oh, nice.
Ay-ay-ay!
Exactly. And I feel like, you know, did you ever watch, you know, when at the end of Civil War, when they went to Wakanda and Bucky was like, I need to get this out of my brain, so they put him on ice, and they brought him out, and when it was time to fight in Infinity War, they brought him his arm, and he was like, where's the fight at? That was Bryce Young. Bryce Young needed to be iced for a few weeks, because he looks like he knows how to play football again. So maybe woe is not all gone over there in Carolina. They're still trash, though. At number 24, I got the Bears. And the Bears are tough for me, because every week they are in the game. Every week, you could say, they probably could have won that. And every week, as Tunney enjoys and laments drinking his fantastic Miller Lite, they fumble and lose.
I don't even care about the Bears. They're so insignificant.
He does. Wow. We know the truth. Anytime someone says someone's insignificant, you know what
they
mean.
No, it is. Like, here, we have a saying here.
What is
keep
the
talking.
Saying?
I'm writing it down.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were going to say the saying. I didn't know you were going to write the saying.
Right.
The saying.
Wait, with your breath.
You guys can read it together.
Oh, no. See, what you're missing, my brother, is Chicago fans say that about the Bears, too.
No. But
that's true.
But we mean it.
I think Chicago fans hate the Bears.
Because
I think Chicago fans hate the Bears more than y'all hate the Bears.
We don't hate them. They're beautiful right now. There's nothing to hate. What's something to hate about a team you hasn't lost to since
fucking... So then you just like punching down is what you're saying. So the Packers fans are just a whole bunch of bullies.
Pretty much.
Sir, if you were a Packers fan in the fucking 70s and 80s and 1990, you would be fucking punching down as much as possible.
You were born in like 82. What are you talking about?
Ray,
now,
going.
He's been a fan
Ray,
in, since the 70s.
Ray,
him
Ray.
And Bart Starr, Ray Nitschke, they go way back.
I had to endure the middle, late 80s and 1990.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got the Magic Man. Then we got the Magic Man. And then that was fun. And then he got hurt, thank God. And Bert Favre came in.
See, as a child, instead of lullabies, he just used to hear like Curly Lambeau speeches, like just on loop. That's how it was.
That's what it
so
is,
he,
yeah.
He's experienced the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, everything.
You just put those emphasis on the wrong syllable.
I'm not from the Midwest. It's not going to come out with the right syllable.
So. Curly Lambeau. Curly Lambeau, not Curly Lambeau.
How do you know? That's obviously a French name.
Because
he hung out with the Lambeau family, remember?
Right, because he had all that played in his head.
You're going to sound so dumb in a second. Do you call
there's
it...
There's no
you,
way that
okay.
40s and 50s people pronounced anything inaccurately or that it was anglicized
Is it called Lambeau Field?
No, it's not.
It's called Lambeau Field.
But how many loan words do we mispronounce in the American English language? Just saying.
I found my pen, by the way.
Proud of you. Stop flipping it. You'll find it more often.
I didn't have 2 minutes on the pronunciation of Lambeau on my card today, so well done for us, gentlemen.
Well, you can thank DP for calling out tonight.
Right, exactly. Otherwise, we'd have been done.
I've been whooping that ass. Let's go.
Are we done or are we finished?
Right, exactly. I have the Bengals at 23. I got the Cowboys at 22. I got the Browns at 21. I have the Bengals lower, even though they're the best team of the three, because the Bengals have no reason to be shitty, and they are. The Cowboys defense have though. Every reason to be shitty, and they're still fighting, and they won. Yeah. And the Browns.
I really want to argue with you on your logic of power rankings right now, but I don't want to throw like 15 more minutes onto this show. So go ahead.
3 hour show. 3 hour show.
And I think what the Browns have shown is that, like, literally you can put anybody at quarterback over Deshaun and they'll be competitive because they have a good team.
How about Jameis trying to call him offsides and at the end he's just like, well, somebody jump offsides. Damn!
He's an idiot.
He knew they weren't going, so that's funny. He's become one of those people you just can't help but like.
He's a meme.
The offsides thing and the, we call Amazon today to get a win. Like, that, come on, dog. Like, I only hate Jameis because he's Brown.
The good Lord has blessed me.
And because one of my best friends loves him, so.
The good Lord has blessed me to finally play football in the truest environment of snow falling in Cleveland, Ohio.
Stop it.
The lady interview was like, okay.
It's a great day to be a football player in Cleveland, Ohio.
It's like, oh, I didn't know that day. Marv Levy was reincarnated as Jameis Winston.
Oh,
wow. He's just going to be like, you know, what the fuck is that speech? There's a gleam, men. There's a gleam. I'm waiting for Jameis Winston to give that fucking speech.
It's like Forrest Gump and Doris Burke had a kid. And that's the personality.
No, that's no Forrest Gump and Hubie Brown.
Whatever, there you go. I was just trying to pick a man and a woman because... technically, like, that's still how people are made.
I mean,
that's
science.
Debatable nowadays, stop it.
Science, you know.
At some point, Andrew.
Number 20.
Andrew, at some,
thank you, Ray. Like,
at some
Ray
point.
Number 20.
I am a gigantic supporter of however
chugga,
you want to live your life.
But
at some point.
You're supposed to be the one to stop this conversation.
All I'm saying.
I'm trying to help you.
No, that's fine. You know what? I'm just saying. I just want to say one thing. At some point, you had needed a man and a woman to make another person.
Number 20.
Who's your 20? Who's your 20, buddy?
At its
remember,
most basic,
I'm a producer too.
At the most basic sentiment of that statement, it is true.
Oh, number 20, I have the Indianapolis Colts. Best running back in the league, huh? Anthony Richardson?
You just like saying that about somebody else, not Lamar Jackson, don't you?
I do, but also every Lamar, even when he was still figuring out, you know, his throwing situation, like he still had plays with his arm. Every single highlight of Anthony Richardson is what? Bowling over somebody. I'm just saying. Even though I like the kid. I got the Dolphins at 19, I got the Niners at 18, and the Rams at 17. All three of those teams could be in the top 10. They've had really bad injury situations. Really bad injury situations. How they got Tua with some chewing gum, hair grease. The fact that Tua is out there with like chicken wire and duct tape. A-Chain got
you surprised. You're surprised about Tua? You're wearing a shirt, bro.
The wise man? What the fuck? He's not Samoan, but fair enough.
He's Tongan. Isn't he Tongan?
Gotcha.
He's
Hawaiian.
Polynesian.
Oh, he's Hawaiian?
He's Hawaiian.
Is he? Yeah. I don't think he's Hawaiian.
He's Native Hawaiian.
I gotta look it up. Okay, keep going.
But yeah, Niners and Rams, self-explanatory. I still think the Rams can maybe make a run because I think they have the most momentum of those three teams. I got the Bucks at 16. Baker Mayfield deserves to be in the conversation for MVP. He should not win it. He shouldn't be in the. He should not even be top three. But he's had a fantastic year, all things considered. Got Mike Evans back. Godwin's gone, but Kate Otten has shown himself to be a great asset. The three-headed running back situation, yeah, they're doing real well. Go ahead.
You're right. Yeah. Born in Hawaii, Samoan family, even better than Tongan. Like,
well, yeah,
bloodline.
All of them have Samoan heritage, for sure, but he's Native Hawaiian, yeah.
So, dude, you know that Tua's showing up on Saturday to help out Roman Reigns now that I know that he's Samoan. It's got to happen.
Matt Tateo, Marcus Mariota, they all just coming out, huh? Vita Vea.
Anti-Teo is going to send his invisible girlfriend. That's how that's going to work.
No, he's already sent her.
Did you call him Marcus
a year ago?
Did you call him
She's
Marcus
been infiltrating
Mary...
the bloodline? Did you call him the entire time?
Marcus Mariota.
I'm from the South, dog. Sorry, man. It is what it is.
What is up with your pronunciation of last names
from
right
the
now?
South, dog.
Oh, you spelled Isles with an I on the fucking public
like,
forum,
and
you
like,
had China Hubbard and whatever.
Thank you so much, Dan, for letting us do this today.
Was last week.
Listen, I gotta tell you something. Like, I've been giving Platt shit about Careless Levert for years, so you could just fucking get off my lawn.
I don't care how careless your vertical jump is, motherfucker. We're talking about NFL. We ain't talking about NBA.
Oh, man. Thank you, Dan, for letting us have this glorious moment tonight. 15, 14, 13 are all Western teams.
No, you don't get to go to 13. You get to 15 and 14, and then we stop.
Right, sorry.
Doing
okay.
The Baker's
sorry.
Dozen.
15 and 14.
Doing the Baker's Dozen.
Got you. 15, 14. 15 is the Cards.
Sally wrote
14
13,
is the Seahawks. Though. Low-key, the picture of mediocrity, but in every game, Geno's having a fucking gem of a team season.
He ain't right back, yo.
He refuses to write back. In fact, he won't even text. He said, I'm leaving your ass on red.
He turned off, text receipt notification, too, so you don't even know
Zero,
if you looked
baby.
At it. You don't even know if you looked at it.
Zero, baby. In fact, he ain't even got an iPhone. He has a Windows phone.
Yeah.
Those don't even exist no more. So.
He doesn't even have an Android. He's got a Windows phone. That's where he's going with it.
That's what it is, baby.
He's tuned everybody out.
Fucking with a BlackBerry.
He's tuned everybody out. He's got a MyPhone.
He's got a Motorola Razr X.
Wait, stop.
That's
stop.
What he's got a two-way. He's got a
can
sidekick.
We talk about, can we talk about... Don't hit on sidekicks. Best one ever made. Can we talk about how terrible the pun
Look,
was?
It ain't 2003 anymore. Like, I don't disagree, but it ain't 2003.
No, but
just did the worst pun of the history of the show.
He tunes everybody out, so he's got a my phone.
This is so bad.
So,
this is so bad.
Who you got 13? Hey, Ray, who you got, who you got a 13, Ray?
Oh, yeah,
Andrew! I can feel the daggers Andrew's staring at me right now.
Boy,
he's like, "You son of
sad.
A bitch! We came on here and you had us marching like motherfucking infantrymen to the tune of we getting out of here in 37 minutes, and then halfway through you turn into fucking two pitcher margarita tunny. No, not quite, but
two pitcher margarita tunny is a fucking legend, and you need to bring him back.
Hola, football americano.
Si, si, si.
I didn't know.
Cuidado.
Eso sí que es.
We have really gone off the rails.
Yeah,
13 is the Broncos.
When are we ever on the rails?
We were before Dan texted
No, we never are.
Said, no,
this
today
just,
we were. Until
we
Dan texted
Oh, yeah. Trust
adjacent.
Me. Trust me.
Oblong Listen. Is not just the shape of the football. It's how we go on our tangents.
Listen.
Like, it's just
Listen.
We.
Listen, Aesop knew how much time I had today and was like, okay, I'm jumping on. And it was literally, okay, I have this, this, and this. Here we go. Boop. And we were done. It was like, all right, have a good Thanksgiving. Bye. That's the way
that's
it goes.
That's not how we work here.
That's show business.
Well, we don't like
There's
show business.
No business.
What do you got for 13?
Like show business.
What do you got for 13?
I got the Broncos.
We were doing show tunes. What the fuck?
We were, but yeah, let's yeah.
Fine. Show tunes are less important than number 13. But...
I'm just saying, they are.
Oklahoma, when the wind comes whipping down the plains. No.
You are so
okay,
old
Oklahoma.
And white.
What
of
the
all
fuck?
Of the damn ones you could think of, you think of Oklahoma?
Yeah, that's... You could have just went with, like, the If I Was a Rich Man.
If I had all the money in the world, I'd be a wealthy man.
So we've turned from oblong ball foot show to who wants
to
be blind.
I tried to move on.
You know,
I go,
you know,
Andrew,
we,
what do you got for 13?
And
he goes,
like, oh, go back to San
we're
Juan.
Singing show tunes tonight. So I participate, and then I get shit on when I participate in the fucking happenstances. I'm so ready for Potter's War next week. So ready.
Because you go for like the old man fucking pun, like my face.
I don't
or
know
face
the other ones.
Or, like my phone. Have fucking ancient fucking old ass white joke.
I'm not sure I have enough whiskey for tonight.
I don't think you do. Broncos, oh, yeah. Yeah. Bo Nix is the rookie of the year. I know Jaden Daniels had the great start. Bo Nix actually got this team Bo Nix might be the rookie of the year over Jaden for me.
I got the Broncos a little higher personally, but I got the Seahawks at 13.
Ray, did you notice? Okay. Did you notice who I picked up?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Even though he has the same bye week as Jaden, I picked up Bo Nix.
Oh. Wow.
Let's see which one. It could be a good trade tool. Okay, what do I got? I'm back. 13. I got Seattle at 13.
Oh, we have the same one then.
Okay, and I got him at 14, so we're not off.
No. 12, not really. 12. I have Houston. I got Houston dropped all the way down to 12.
Houston, I actually dropped to 15 because they've looked fucking embarrassing the last couple weeks.
Yeah, a little sophomore. So I have sophomore slump for the coach. The star linebacker and the quarterback, in my opinion.
Yeah. I have the Commanders at 12 just because they've been on a fucking skid and they might not even make the playoffs if they can't figure shit out.
I got the Falcons with Kirko swag surfing them at 12.
Bring it back, Ray.
Close.
I actually have the Texans at 11. Even no matter how bad they are, would you be surprised if they went to the AFC Championship game?
No, it was my pick for the Super Bowl, actually. I thought they were going to progress instead of regress. They look good early in the season. It's just they've run into a tough part of the schedule. So is Washington. These are young teams, right? Like, I mean, if I'm the fan base, I'm just like, okay, we'll get through this. Like, they're going to be fine. I think both of these teams will make the playoffs. Obviously, Washington, a wild card. I think Houston, they'll still win their division.
Man, their division sucks, so yeah.
Agreed. But that's not their fault.
Don't let it be lost that CJ started playing terrible the week Nico got hurt. And then as soon as Nico got hurt, Diggs got hurt. So, like, well, without his best receivers.
Nico's back that, now.
Right now, I'm saying. But one point is, the momentum was lost.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, they have to find something. Like,
yes.
Me dropping the Texans down to 15 isn't me saying they're dead in the water, but it's just
sure.
They have looked so bad. I can't imagine them beating a playoff team at the moment. At the moment in this
they
microcosm of, you know, where we're at.
Who do you got 11?
11, I actually have the Falcons because same logic, you know,
I don't
used,
believe
right?
in the Falcons
I think you put
at
them
all.
At 12.
I don't believe in the Falcons at all. I think the only team that I don't have in the top Baker's dozen that I believe in still barely is the Rams. And you thought I was going to say the Niners.
I thought you were going to say the Bucks because you said Baker's dozen. That would have been
no,
a good segue.
I mean, just like legitimate chance at winning a championship. There's just like the slightest chance for Seattle. I hold out hope, but Houston even a little bit more at 11 for me. I have Washington. Still a very young team. They don't have a great defense either. I know they have a defensive coach, but yeah. 10, I got Denver up at 10. Bo Nix is
same.
The real deal. Like, everybody thought it was a cocky pick in the draft that Sean Payton thought he could just pick this guy this high and make it work. And well, guess what, folks? He picked this guy that high and he's making it work. And every week, I've been saying this for 5 or 6 weeks, Andrew, Ray, this is more and more becoming look like a Sean Payton football team.
Yeah, defense is actually really good. They had that one terrible game against the Ravens, but like generally speaking, they've been pretty solid on defense. Bo Nix has been slightly progressing and getting better, so that's impressive. You know, the receivers are going along with him and growing. I agree. I have the Broncos at 10 also.
No turnovers is the biggest deal. He was playing well early in the season, but he was turning the ball over. No turnovers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right, Ray.
We're at 10, right?
C.
I got the Commies. I still think, look, man, Dan Quinn is not a bad coach. He's just had some really bad luck. My opinion can change on that here in the next few years if the same things continue to happen. But the way that he had that team ready to come out this season and ball, Jaden is still hurt. Jaden looks a lot like Jalen Hurts did last year when he was hurt and refused to act like he was hurt. Like, Jaden is hurt. because when he was running around and felt confident enough to control the offense with his arm and his legs, that team was unstoppable. You know, and again, they've had injury issues too. Eckler's been out. Robinson's been out. I still got faith in them to at least – they're going to make the playoffs. They're going to – someone's going to have a hell of a game in the sixth seed. So six-three matchup. So it's going to be a hell of a game, whoever they get. I got faith in them. They're still a 10 to me.
I mean, we're all not too far off. I think one of them has commies at 12, others 11, you're 10. So, like, we're all in that same zone.
Ray, what do you got, 9, 8, and 7?
I have 9, I got the Chargers. 8, I got the Pack. And 7, I got that damn Pittsburgh team.
Okay.
Andrew. Ooh. 9, I have the Chargers.
We all have
8,
Chargers
I have the Vikings.
I do, too. We all have Chargers at 9. We both have Vikings at 8, Andrew.
And 7, I have Ravens.
I have the Steelers, like Ray, at 7.
But this is not surprising, because Andrew's been a power rankings Ravens hater for a long time now.
They're, like, always in the top 10 for me, except for the first 2 weeks when they were 0-2, because they were... Like, you can't tell me that you're confident in this team as much as you were last year when they struggled against the Bengals, barely pulled that one off. They had a good game against the Chargers. That was a solid game, don't get me wrong, which is why they're above the Chargers. But
I'm going to tell you why I'm more confident this year than I was last year. I'm going to tell you why. And I know it's going to sound blasphemous. So I'm telling you what, this is going to sound blasphemous. We've never had the ability to beat a team outscoring them every game. Defense is fleeting.
Yeah.
At some point, the best defense is going to get lit up. But when you can drop 35 when you're yawning, we've never had that before.
So who do you have at 6, Ray?
I got the Vikings. I'm a lot higher on them than you guys are.
I think the Vikings are. I didn't even want to put them in the top 10, to be honest with you, because they're such pretenders.
They're 9-2.
There's a really good chance they lose the rest of their games.
I'll take that bet.
No, I'm not betting. I didn't say I guarantee you I'll bet you. I said you're
gonna need to get that Charles Barkley guarantee button.
I didn't say that. That's not what I said. I said there's a really good chance.
Yeah.
And you guys lose bets to me so often, you're just trying to pull shit out of thin air. No, I'm just fucking around. I'm about to say
I have lost a couple, shit. But
Wait till we get to my record this year. Oh boy.
I know they have a pumpkin at quarterback. And it's almost midnight. But my boy he's pushed his curfew back. He's looking still decent at this squad
Have you seen the meme of Kevin O'Connell?
Holding
the two dogs, one with Darnold's head on and the other one with Daniel Jones' head on it, and
was gonna bring that up.
I love to rescue these strays from New York.
I mean, look, Daniel Jones gonna have a good career outside of New York. Watch.
Let's put it this way: if the Vikings actually win the Super Bowl this year, it's happens. I'm like, it's just bullshit. Sure. It's hyperbole. But like, if they can win with Darnold and Daniel Jones as their 1 and 2 quarterback. New York should get rid of all of their teams.
Folks, I just want you to do something right now. I want you to go into your kitchen. I want you to grab a drinking glass. It doesn't matter what size it is. It just has to be glass. Now I want you to take that, and I want you to set it down on the table. Now I want you to turn it upside down.
Step on it and go, Mazel Tov!
No. Now I want you to turn it upside down and set it on the table. Now that you've turned it upside down, now that you've taken this glass and turned it upside down and set it on your kitchen table, you've officially imported the Minnesota Vikings Super Bowl trophy case to your house.
Wow.
Like, I thought I hated it.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more.
find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
AFC North teams, but Tony got a damn. My boy.
Well, he's supposed to be there with the NFC North. He's a Packers boy, oh, so like.
Like, God, if you're in danger, if you're in danger, what doesn't matter what part of the world it is, whether you're trying to keep a bear or a lion away from where you are, what do you do?
I don't know. You call the purple incarnation of Satan? Is that what you're getting at?
No, you draw a football field and you stand in the end zone.
You can't say that about the Lions the last couple of years.
Yeah, but we're going back to like the 50s and 60s, man.
Ah, yes, your Curly Lambeau fucking tapes.
Do you know, why the Lions...
Like, if some butts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. And if you get a bear and a lion, you stand in the end zone, they'll never hurt you.
Here's a little history lesson.
Eisenhower election. What the fuck?
Here's a history lesson on why we have three football games on Thanksgiving. The first one is easy, the night game. More money. The other two, Dallas is a very narcissistic franchise and wanted to be America's football team and said, hey, no one else is playing. We'll take it.
NFL films donned them as America's team in the
70s. Detroit did it for the same reason, except they were so bad. That's the only way they get any exposure. So that's all I can tell you.
Turkey's delicious. I don't care who's playing.
Who we got at six? I got Baltimore at six. I homered out here. I got the Packers at five.
I got the Steelers at six.
I think you can flip a coin between Baltimore and Green Bay right now, to be honest with you.
I think those three in general, you can kind of flip a coin with the Ravens, Steelers, Packers.
Ray,
but I
you
just
had
Green to keep Bay the Steelers above the Ravens only because the Steelers beat the Ravens.
You had Green Bay lower, Ray?
I have the pack at eight. Yeah.
Okay. What do you guys
I think if you're looking between, if you're looking at the Ravens, the Pack, the Steelers, and the Vikings, the Pack have the biggest problem. The biggest thing to overcome,
what's
I think.
That?
The turnovers?
Turnovers. You can't change that in a season. You could change it in an off season. But in the season, Jordan Love might throw you in and out of games.
Tunney's about to hit you with the stat that he threw at me last week, so say it.
They did it last year.
There we go. Love had ten interceptions last year, and that went clean the second half. So yeah.
It's not the same thing. That was his first season ever starting, and he was figuring things out. Like,
and then the second
you can
half
tell
went,
this season.
Okay, but
this,
but no, but how many? Tell, we started the second half now, but how many interceptions did he have last week?
I don't know off the top of my head how many.
Zip. It's a lighter. Zippo.
This last week, right. But also, they also had a fantastic ground game, so he didn't have to talk about it much.
They had a good ground game last year. Once they got Aaron
Jones
back.
No, I'm talking
about
just the
forget,
game last this past week, the
I know,
that one game.
But people forget, though, that Aaron Jones was out a lot of the first half of last season as well.
Sure. I agree with that, mm-hmm. too. What I'm telling you is Jordan Love, in his command of the offense, is different this year than it was last year.
Correct. Nobody can argue that.
So with his command of the offense, I don't believe he's going to rein it in when he's like, it's my squad now. I got this, baby. I got the money. No, he's going to sling that bitch like he want to.
I think Matt LaFleur is going to rein it in.
Well, you know what? He should. He gets paid to do that. I don't think it's going to work.
That'll
be better
think,
going forward. But this season, I don't trust it.
I constantly feel like Matt LaFleur only opens up half the playbook until like week 16. And then for the last 3 weeks of the year, he'll open up 60% of the playbook. And then the first, like, I think you just see more of that. I don't know.
Maybe. I could be wrong. I'm just going by what I've seen this season. What I've seen this season of those four teams, the team that has the biggest hurdle to overcome, I think, is Green Bay.
So who's your five again then, Ray?
My five is the Ravens.
You have them above the Steelers?
I have them at six.
Everybody has them over the Steelers, even when the Steelers won the game. The Ravens
Steelers
are a better team
bad.
Than the Steelers.
All right, top
Everybody's
four.
Known that.
Everybody knows
that's
who's
not
top
a, that's
four.
Not a homer. It's not me being a homer. That's a fact.
I
Everybody
don't disagree
knows
on paper. Honestly, I don't disagree with you on paper. Just the way the games have played out, I have more concerns about the Ravens than I do about the Steelers. That's kind of where I've been.
The Steelers can't score.
The Steelers have scored, what, like 20 points, basically, with
Russ
each time?
My boy. It's not going to be enough in the playoffs, dog.
I mean, the game against the Browns was the first time or like the second time in 5 years that TJ Watt didn't get any pressures on a quarterback or something like that.
I think a game.
It's a outlier of a game. So if TJ Watt.
No, I agree, but Russ has started 4 games. Has he scored 30 points?
Yeah, I think they did once.
There you go. All right,
Let's talk about the top four. We all have the same top four. I doubt we have them in the same order. I doubt either of you have them in the same order as me because my top four is...
Steelers scored 37 against the Jets.
That don't count. That was a scrimmage.
But they also had 26 and then 28, which is... Come on, that's
okay.
30.
I'll give him credit. You're right. I'm sorry. But still, I don't trust that going
forward. You're allowed to feel that, but like I'm just validating. Like I'm not.
Good facts. No, thank you for the facts.
It's just the defense of the Ravens is what's holding them back for me this year. What I have never said that in the history of the Ravens. When has anybody ever been like at defense? That's sussy.
There's been a couple years, but to that credit,
And
to that credit, you're not wrong about that. But I think the defense being as bad as it is somewhat overblown for the fact that the really, really bad games were games where we're up by 2-3 touchdowns and they just ran quarters the rest of the game. And that's a Zach Orr problem.
I agree.
A lot of it is overblown about how, like, we're not good. But, like, how terribly bad we are, a lot of that is overblown.
Well, your mic can check out of that, though, if he sees something. Like, you're trying to tell me that the D coordinator doesn't give him the strength to audible out?
It's Roquan. Of course he does. The problem is...
That's why I'm just saying.
Sure. But the problem is they have this affinity and this love affair with zone for some reason.
Terrible.
And we don't have zone linebackers.
Nope.
Malik Harrison has been terrible this year. Mm-hmm. Patrick Queen went and took the evil money from Pittsburgh, and Roquan has never been a
Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia, Figaro, Magnifico.
Queen is a great coast to coast kind of linebacker.
He was the guy that would have worked for them.
No.
You're completely right. Yes.
Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia.
Yeah, manja.
Hey.
Mamma Mia, let me go. All right. What's your top four, Andrew?
You want me to do it in order? I'll go four to one, order that way. Eagles at 4, Chiefs at 3, Bills at 2, the Lions at 1. They get their second week as number 1.
Exact same 4.
You're going to probably still have the Chiefs at number 1 like you did last week because
he's going to hate on the Lions. He's hating on the Lions hard, heavy. You know he is.
I don't know why you don't put the Lions at 1. The Lions are basically undefeated. They've only lost to themselves. The Bucks didn't even beat them. The Lions beat the Lions.
I haven't even said anything yet, folks.
We worked
with you for years at this point, Tony.
Breaker, we're just going off of precedent. We understand how you're going to do this. You're going to slow roll it and be like the Chiefs are still the champions of the world.
So, fuck you guys. These are power rankings. And the power lies in the team that holds the keys to the road to the Super Bowl. And until those keys are taken away, I still have the same power rankings in the top 5 that I've had basically for like 5 or 6 weeks. With the exception of Pittsburgh moving out with the loss. I love the way Philly's playing. Buffalo's on the bye. Detroit with a nice win. KC holds on. That's KC's 1, Detroit's 2, Buffalo's 3, Philly's 4. I think if Buffalo were to play Philadelphia in Buffalo... If Buffalo were to play Philly at a neutral site, I think I would... pick Buffalo. Philly has to go through Detroit currently to get to the Super Bowl, and Buffalo has to go through Kansas City currently to get to the Super Bowl. So if you want to argue with me about that kind of logic, that's completely up to you. You're probably better off arguing with the wall.
I like how you made it multilingual just so that everybody can understand.
We're a multilingual show. I just thought it would be appropriate.
Yeah. See.
That's my list, Ray, out of anybody.
Basura.
Well, that's where we're at. Too bad. So sad.
I mean, the Chiefs went on a road trip through the playoffs last week. They didn't even need to be home, and they still mollywopped most of the people. So, like, home field advantage a little, Rams.
I respect the fact that we are giving, that you and all of us, to a certain extent, are giving the Chiefs the respect of being two-time champs, undefeated for most of the season, whatever, finding a way to get through.
Three out of four, by the way, or three out of five.
Yeah, three out of five.
So it's not even just two. It's not even just the last two. It's like a team that's...
Well, I'm not gonna give them Spurs type level dynasty shit. Like two, we're gonna work with the two.
This is the football. This is football, though.
They got a three-peat. Come on.
I'm gonna give them the two.
They want to be the Bulls. They gotta be the Bulls. Let's go.
I want to give them credit in the world, but the eye test tells me they are not the same team. The fact that they struggle against every team they play, which, and you can really, really look at it in good ways. But hold on, one more thing. It gives me pause. And the one thing that they came into this season knowing that they dominated on defensively, don't look so good right now. So I'm just saying.
They overlooked one team.
Okay, well, you champs, you can't overlook anything.
Here's the other thing, too.
You don't win championships that way.
Offensively, they're close to getting another big weapon back, and that's Isaiah Pacheco.
Pacheco, yep. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any concerns? I don't, for the record, but do you have any concerns about integrating him back in with Kareem Hunt playing and dominating the way he has recently?
Oh, God. Look at Kareem Hunt's yards per carry, and then go back and look at Isaiah Pacheco's yards per carry over his career.
Better player.
It's not even close.
Better player.
No. Cream, no, what'll happen is they'll just utilize them each both, like they'll run two backs and they'll split one out, or they'll H back one. I mean,
and to be honest, Kareem Hunt did load management in a way in Cleveland for a couple years with Chubb, so it's not like it's new to him.
No,
Hunt, if anything, he could maybe tell Andy how they did it in Cleveland when they had one of the better running attacks. Like, you can't learn a lot from Cleveland the last couple years, but that at least you can give him some flowers for.
Well, Andy Reid's
like, done
that.
Chubb and Hunt
were
really good.
Andy Reid's done it with multiple running backs since he's been in Kansas City, and he did the same thing. Even though you'd want to think LeSean McCoy, he did a lot of that too in
Deuce McAllister,
Philadelphia. So, yeah. But what do you think
Westbrook,
of the best?
Sorry,
you think? Westbrook too. All right,
Darren Sproles.
I think it's time. It's time to move on.
Cuidado, mucho cuidado, que estás tomando por un rumbo equivocado. Cuidado con tus mentiras, que yo las puedo adivinar cuando me miras. Cuidado, mucho cuidado, que estoy de vuelta cuando tú ni has comenzado. Cuidado, no estoy tan ciego para dejarte continuar con este juego.
Cuidado,
cuando me tengas que dejar a un lado, piensa que el mundo seguirá.
I couldn't stop watching Ray's dance.
The little fan, yeah, that's good.
Right in your soul. I just need a rose, put it in my teeth, and I'm good.
That's true. We already went for the West Side Story reference at some point. We got this unlocked.
Is this Carmen now?
Oh, it could be.
We are literally gonna
do. We could go Greece. You could be Cha Cha de Gregoria. You know, the best dancer at Saint Bernadette's with the worst reputation.
I really need you guys to hear me here.
Why?
We're gonna.
When do we ever?
We're gonna do this quickly, okay?
Oh, fine.
Why would you say that? Now we can't.
Yeah, we can. We can, because we can get into tons more shenanigans in about 5 minutes after we're done.
You're right. I'm ready.
And even better, less structured shenanigans. It can be crazy shenanigans. So, all right. It doesn't have to be
next
crazy.
Next person that says shenanigans, though, I'm gonna.
Yeah, I don't know where that clip is. Damn it, it's on the other computer. Screw you. I wish I had it.
How do you not have that one?
the next person that says shenanigans is gonna get the ass kicked.
Mr. Winter, whatever the fuck he says.
God damn it, you
hey,
fucker.
Hey, Farva, what's that place with all the shit on the wall that you love and the mozzarella sticks? You mean shenanigans? Oh.
I don't have it, okay? Fuck off. I gotta find it.
Sounds like a you problem.
I don't have it. Damn it. Yeah, sorry. Okay, like I said, we gotta be quick. We don't gotta be, but Thanksgiving Day. No one's on a bye this week, so that just enough quarterbacks can be on a bye next week. Sincerely pissed off my fantasy football team.
I went 2-1 last week. I'm positive.
Oh, I wasn't even gonna bring it up, and I should. I went 3-0 again last week.
I went 3-0 the week before that, so
Andrew, you are a game over 500 on the year. You're 17-16.
Which is the first time since like week one, so I'm okay with that.
Ray, you're 6-4.
You ain't gotta bring me up. I'm not on the show every week, dog. You ain't gotta do me like that, bro.
But you at least have a positive record, is probably what he's bringing up. He's gonna be like,
fair.
I'm 25-8. Oh my god, am I actually right?
25-11. This year.
Okay, whatever. Still, though, what the fuck?
That's insane. I'm like, I'm not trying to brag. I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? I can't believe I'm 25-11. That's true. It's like completely documented. It's 100% truth.
I'm just happy to be above 500 this week. It won't probably happen next week with who I picked, so we'll find out.
This is insane. All right. Bears, Lions. A lot of big spreads, a lot of disrespectfulness this week, Ray.
This is a tight, spicy week.
It is, but look, if there was ever a team that earned it, the Lions been running bitches off the damn, like, it's
true,
not looking
good. You did just say it in one of the other segments that the Bears keep it close, and it is a division game.
They do. I would probably be more inclined to take the Bears plus 9.5. But of all the disrespectful spreads this week, this is the one that I'd be like, I can see it.
Agreed.
All right. I stayed away from it. Giants, Cowboys stayed away from that as well. Cowboys favored
disgusting
by 3.5. Yeah, this is just like a kind of game. Sorry, Thanksgiving, NFL. We're not giving you great games.
How ironic is it that for so long, the Cowboys had the good game and the Lions game was like, And now the Lions game is the game we look forward to because the Cowboys suck. Is that not hilarious?
Good point.
I mean, that just proves there's parity in the world, you know? Someone's got to suck.
It only took 30 years.
Is alive.
Okay, well, God's got a fucking sick sense of humor. We've been over this.
All right, a slightly better game is Miami, though, traveling north to take on the Green Bay Packers. It's going to be 25 at kickoff with a 10-mile-an-hour wind, so probably about a wind chill of 18 or 17 for those Dolphins. Packers only favored by 3, which is interesting.
This is my first lock. I've got the Packers over the Dolphins, even giving 3.
In hindsight, I should have made it a lock, too, because the Dolphins can't play in the cold.
I am just hoping to be awake for this game after eating Thanksgiving food all day and drinking, so we'll see. I'm not a nap guy, but I might need to take a nap.
Take your nap early, yeah.
Sleep during the Cowboys game. They're trash.
Yeah, just tryptophan concussion that game. Yeah,
well,
it's fine.
The problem is like, Thanksgiving dinner is at 3, so it's like,
That's right.
Oh, that's later.
That's right. See, this is the part of Tunney. I call Tunney, famously, for those of you who are new to the show, I call Tunney an albino. However, this is the part of Tunney that is actually Caucasian, because if he knew, like, actual Black Thanksgivings, we
11.
Start eating Wednesday morning.
11. I wish it was at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's at 3.
I'm starting at, like, 11 or 11:30. I forget exactly when.
No. We start eating Wednesday morning. The food
is
already be ready. Yeah.
I get what you're saying,
yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
Usually around noon is when dinner happens. So, like,
sure.
It's not an all Caucasian thing, but then it's like the whole Polish Italian growing up thing. I could probably play into it.
So,
well, sure, you, but the culture you come from, y'all have many different dishes and meals.
True.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So you might have 3 dinners in one day.
But the leftovers, man, the leftovers. It's
amen.
The best.
Leftovers, yes. How about even more disrespectful, or maybe not so much? We got another Black Friday game on Amazon Prime. I'm okay with that. I like the Black Friday game. In the afternoon, you go shopping. In the morning, you come home, you watch football. He's taking it. It is disrespectful. Ray is locking in Vegas plus 13 mm-hmm. at Kansas City. Ray, I have a feeling you're going to lose this one. I didn't touch it, but go ahead. Tell me
I
why.
I have a feeling Ray's going to win it. Sheesh. I thought about it. I just didn't do it.
I think Kansas City comes home and
has a tendency
a short week.
To play down to their competition.
They just did.
Now, I will say, Gardner Minshew being hurt makes this a lot worse because Aiden O'Connell has to start. And I'd rather Andrew after the accident.
What are you gardening? Men's shoes?
You're right.
You're gardening men's shoes?
Guarding menstruation.
Well, that sounds even more evasive.
If we think about it, the Chiefs have only won one game by 13 points or more. And it was the Saints, and it was exactly 13.
No,
everything
but
else has
no,
been
but,
within a score.
No, but they've won like 99 out of the last 100.
No, I give you credit. I'm not saying they're going to lose. No, God, no.
With the spread, they're going to lose because of the spread, but they're not going to lose the game literally.
All right. I'll bet you guys they cover the 13. If you want to bet me.
What are we betting?
What would you like to bet?
You made the bet. You got to make it. You brought it up.
Well, I mean, I'm up 20, so we can go 20.
Do another 20. Bet good.
Witness? This has to count against your 11 losses, too, if you get the
bet. Yeah, I know. Witness?
Okay. Witness.
You want any part of this action?
Nope.
Okay.
I just started the new job. Money is kind of a new thing that's coming in, you know?
Bonus pick. Tony's got KC minus 13. Yeah, I got a kid. Yeah, if I put Andrew's right. No, you're right, and I didn't shy away from that. If you bet money on a pick, it counts as a pick.
Okay, bet. I like that.
That's why you're not.
So that's why I'm 6-4.
Yes. We bet. That's more of a lock than any fucking thing else we've ever locked in this year.
That's
accurate.
All facts.
Yeah. It's all talking until money gets involved. then it's legit.
But I do wish you luck. I'm a fair bettor. I'm not a hater. So I wish you luck, although you're gonna lose. But I do wish you luck.
Sunday, no morning games.
The look he just gave me, y'all.
Like he needs luck. He's above it. Did you see 25-11? Come on, he doesn't need luck.
We will never forget this day for the rest of our lives.
I haven't even told you.
12 game losing streak or something like that at the end.
Oh, yeah, you guys are screwed. You never hear that. Well, the year the Colts won the Super Bowl, I was whatever and won against the spread for the playoffs.
The year the Colts won the Super Bowl, I actually won like $5,000 off of betting on picks.
Oh, it was
but
sick.
I don't do it
that
often.
It just went like it was kind of supposed to. All right, let's get to... let's get to Sunday early afternoon here, 1 p.m. Eastern games. Chargers at the Falcons. Here's a fun game to play. Chargers looked horrible after Dobbins went out. Doesn't look like he's going to play here. They're at Atlanta, who's looked not great this year, cohesion-wise. Falcons catching one. I don't think any of us are touching this.
We're not, even though I would like the Falcons to win just because, you know, sincerely, my Super Bowl pick from week zero. But that's about it.
Wouldn't your Bucks fandom like them to lose?
I don't care. The Bucks will probably squeak into the wild card like that.
I would take the Chargers to win because the Chargers can play defense. The Falcons can't.
True story. Here's a dangerous game, and I almost locked in the Bengals here. Cincinnati at home, minus 3 against the Steelers. I just couldn't do it. But I really like the Bengals in this game.
The Bengals just choke left and right. It's
it
hard
only
for me
works
to really
when
care.
You. It only works
but the
when
Bengals
you.
Bengals gotta win this game.
The Bengals are gonna win
significantly.
Oh, so you're delaying the correction points. It's gonna be cold
by more than a touchdown.
All right, there you go. Ray said it there first.
Okay. Telling you, man. Look, the Steelers do just enough in this era to not be less than 500. But they are not a good team. I'm sorry, they're not.
Do they regress back?
Because the Bengals aren't a good team either.
Do the Steelers?
No, they're not a good complete team. They're a fantastic offense.
Well, they got a great quarterback and receiver combination.
Until T.J. Watt eats somebody, like
he ate Jameis.
Hey, like I said, that was only the second time in 5 years, so it is an outlier. Oh, you're thinking there's gonna be a third one? Okay. Oh, you know something. All right.
All right. Let's
that little Kris Kringle wink. I got you. Okay.
Let's keep rolling. Another game I was scared to pick is the Texans at Jacksonville Jaguars. Texans laying 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
want
to touch
it. Yeah, I picked the Jaguars. Yeah. That's a lock of mine.
You got the just Jags covering?
Come on. I got the Jags covering.
Wow.
Or with the 4, whatever. We got to. Wow.
Two things going to happen in this game, I know for sure. Joe Mason scores a touchdown. Evan Engram has a fantastic game. Other than that, can't tell you nothing else.
All right.
Yeah, the Texans offense hasn't shown me enough with all the injuries and the inconsistency from CJ to really blow them out by, 4+, so...
Agreed.
I feel like the Jaguars are a safe-ish bet. Granted, the Jaguars could shit the bed and score 6 points, but you know what I mean.
And it's in Jacksonville, and the Texans secretly aren't a good road team.
And it's a divisional game, and the Jags have played most of the divisional games decently last couple years, even when they're not great teams.
Cardinals heading north to take on the Vikings. Cardinals are +3.5 here on the road. I think they're going to win this game. I would take the money line. If you want a good money line bet, it's the Cardinals this weekend.
I think the money line is the best way to go with this because this game's a coin flip.
What, do you want to bet another 20 on this one?
No.
I mean, outright? Outright Vikings and Cardinals, or are we talking spreads? Because outright, the Vikings are going to win this game.
Well, I mean, I'm getting 3.5.
Yeah, that's too small of a spread for me to feel comfortable betting.
All right, okay, we'll move on. We got one bet a week. One bet a week, that's enough.
That's fair.
Cardinals are going to win this
game. Yeah, I'm not betting. I'm really, unless I know for sure there's going to be an ass whooping, I'm not betting anything for under. There's too much variance there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, +150. So, my 15 to your 15 to my 10.
Still too much variance.
I tried, Andrew. Colts.
I give you credit.
Colts Patriots almost locked in the Colts here. I think the Colts are going to cover the 2.5 in New England.
Like the Pats.
Really? I don't know.
I like Drake May.
I think Indy's a team that translates outdoors.
Indeed,
well, yeah,
maybe,
we got a running back for a quarterback.
I doubt disagreeing.
I'm hating, by the way.
Colts are just too inconsistent. There's something wrong with that organization right now. I don't know what it is. I like the Patriots more, which is a weird sentence to say.
Same. And I like Shane Steichen as a coach. But I just think right now the Patriots have a little bit more of not momentum, but a higher ceiling right now than the Colts, I think, going forward.
All right, we're going to hit turbo mode now, actually. Seahawks, Jets. Jets actually catching 2 here. That's an interesting spread. I like the Seahawks to win this game. I'm kind of scared, though.
You should be.
Chickens, easy.
I mean, I ain't touching it, but this is a toss-up game, because what if the shitty Seahawks show up?
True story. Or a decent
still,
Jets.
They're still
or
better
the
than
Jets,
the Jets.
Or the Jets offensive line shows up, then the Seahawks are fucked, right?
First
more
time
or less,
season.
Yeah.
Titans, Commanders. I got
There's a first for everything.
I got the Commanders getting right at home against the Titans. I'm going to give 5.5 my first lock of the week.
They need to get right with this game.
Oh, wow. No, you get 5.5. You get 5.5, Ray.
Did it change? I'm on CBS and I got 6.
5.5. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, cool. Still, Titans.
All right. Andrew?
I mean, it's not a lock for me, but the Commanders need to win this. This is definitely a get-right game that they need because they've been on
I think
a fucking slide and a half.
I think so. Bucks at Panthers. Bucks favored by 5.5. Anybody touching this? This is the first.
This is my last luck.
This is the afternoon game. You got the Bucks, right?
Yup.
Tampa Bay -5.
Panthers have looked better, don't get me wrong, but I think the Bucks are going to make a late season push to actually get a chance at the wild card or
Ray, you're not touching
challenge
this one,
the Falcons.
No, Mike Evans back, though, so I may agree with you, although, like you said, the Panthers got momentum.
Rams-Saints. Rams won any chance of making the playoffs. Got to win this game. Rams are favored by 2.5 here. Nobody's got this locked down, do they?
No, but the Rams win handily.
I agree with that.
I hope so. Kyren Williams, 25 touchdowns. Eagles. Eagles. Yeah. Fuck you, Ray. Shut up. First place, motherfucker. Eagles at Ravens. I'm locking this one in. This is my last lock of the week, and it's the first all year. I'll take over 51.
Fuck you. Oh, look at you. You're going with the over.
Sneaky.
It's not my last. It's my second lock of the week. The Ravens are favored by 3. So Vegas got a coin flip. Eagles on a tear. Ravens are really good. We'll let Ray go last. Andrew?
I mean, it's an iffy game. Like, and by iffy, I just mean like either team could win it. I think we've all had, since the Ravens actually started feeding Henry, I think we've all had the Ravens and the Eagles in the top 10 or like around there for most of the year. So
for sure.
It should just be a good game. I definitely think it's going to go over 51. So that's a good lock. But
thank you. Thank you. No, I know
I'm not betting shit on it.
No, I know it's going to lose. Ray?
Asshole.
Very smart.
Oh,
lock.
Andrew,
very
your buddy lock. Hawk showed up for you.
Oh, there he is. Look at that.
Very smart lock. I just hope, as a Ravens fan, we don't get into this whole, oh, Derrick Henry's better than Saquon business, and then give Derrick Henry 35 carries and we lose the game. I know there's a lot of conversation that we don't have enough time to talk about today about how many carries Derrick Henry gets. It matters. The game matters. We don't have the type of team built around him. Our team is, as Stephen A. says, it's fluid. It's fluid. So I don't think you can go in the game saying he give him 25 carries. We're not going to win that way.
I think Derrick Henry.
What's the argument you can make that I think, when he gets more carries, they win?
I think Derrick Henry has less tread left on his tires than Saquon does, and I think John Harbaugh is smart enough to know that they just need to make the playoffs, and then you can give him as many fucking carries as you want.
I agree. Derrick Henry was drafted like 7 seasons before Saquon, so yes, he has a lot more tread.
Well, that's
number
what I'm
one.
Saying. Yeah, I mean, I'm just proving the point.
Yes. Number two, to your point, I think it's coincidence more than
empirical fact.
Yes. The thing that people refuse to acknowledge is Derrick Henry is not a great third down back. Justice Hill is one of the better third down backs in the game. We have been in a lot of shootouts where we've had to throw the ball a lot. So those are the games Derrick Henry only doesn't have 20 some odd carries. So I think that is where the variance comes in the numbers. So yeah, I'm not saying that we shouldn't feed him, but we are not the Titans with Ryan Tannehill as quarterback.
I think Ray's got the same last. I think Ray's got the same last lock as I do, and it's not the Sunday night game. 49ers at Bills. Bills favored by a full touchdown and extra point. We used to just call it a touchdown with 7.
Oh wait, it is that one.
Oh
for
Ray.
Wow,
he is. He's taking San Francisco plus the 7. I don't think you're going to have a very good week.
You care about the Niners, Ray? What
Ray,
the fuck?
Are no, but I think I
Ray,
think,
I think
no,
you're
going to
go
1-3. I think the Niners have had the shittiest season.
1-2 for sure.
Because everybody's been hurt. And next week is going to be one of the first weeks everybody's going to be healthy. And I think Buffalo is very hot and cold. They are on
Christian
a
McCaffrey.
Run right now, but I do not think they're as good as they as that.
Christian
as,
McCaffrey,
as 20,
26 touchdowns, Christian McCaffrey?
24.
One less than Kyren. Okay. I won by a lot this week. Monday Night Football, my last lock and the last lock amongst our locks. Give me the Broncos to cover 5.5 at home against the Browns. The Browns are so inconsistent, and one thing Sean Payton has done is stabilize this Denver team. Even in their losses as of late, they've been a good football team against good football teams. We all agree Bo Nix is very solid, so there you go. That's it. That's this week in NFL football. Next week, 6 teams on a bye. 6. and then no more buys. We hit the home stretch the last 4 weeks of the season. You can follow me at PC Tunney. Please listen to everything Chairshot Radio Network. Bandwagon Nerds on Monday. Musical Chairs / Hockey Talk on Tuesday. The Greg DeMarco Show on Wednesday. Thursdays, Chairshot NFL. The Oddity is out there as well. DWI Podcast. The Mindless Wrestling Podcast. The Front and Center Sports Podcast. We got tons of podcasts.
What's that?
The 5x5 is back. You can continue to listen to Classic Pod is War. And I'm bringing it full circle. Pod is War Holiday Edition is coming back for its third consecutive year. That's happening. You're going to listen to that in the next couple weeks. We're going to record it this next week. So it's going to be myself, Andrew, AJ, Ray, and Christopher Platt. Andrew, where can they find yourself?
On the Twix, IWC War Chief, on Chairshot.com with the TNA coverage, because I'm not going to be covering Thursday because it's basically just a holiday clip show where they're just going to show like old matches that didn't get televised. No one gives a shit about that. Like, they don't play into the storyline. It's basically a clip show. But Turning Point is Friday, so at least they have a pay-per-view PLA thingy, so that's good. I'll do it on Friday, and that could be interesting. But to end my little thing on a stat, just so we're clear, Jameis is 3-6 against Sean Payton teams. Just so you know.
Good stat.
Ray?
You can find me on Elon's tax write-off at Make Cutlets, Not War.
Smoking Jay Cutler.
Cutlets! Oh, bye. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been the Oblong Football Show. Ball Foot. Whatever, and
Oblong Ball Foot Show. See, you and put the wrong word, like, you know.
Yeah. We have and to make
sure. Chairshot Radio Network, all your favorite streaming platforms. ProWrestlingTees.com/Chairshot. If you want to listen to the rest of this conversation, tune into DWI tomorrow.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save.